Rushden and Diamonds fans are obviously sat there at home now thinking, you know, what was their club that they've supported for however many years is stuck in limbo. They've got a couple of weeks until the appeal date goes in. You say that they've appealed. For the fans, what would you say as a message to Rushden and Diamond fans about the state of where their club is now, about the future of their club?
Well, like any true fan, you don't give up on your club. I mean, I think no matter whether you're a fan of Rushden and Diamonds or you're a fan of Truro or you're a fan of Darlington, wherever you are in the country or even probably abroad, you know, you don't give up on your club. Your club is in your lifeblood. And, you know, I know it sounds is death, but nobody's been killed in this. You know, the stadium is still there. The facilities they've got are first class. And okay, we may have to drop down a level. You know, if I was a fan of Rushden and Diamonds, I may hope. Right, how can we come out of this? How can we come out the other side? We've got to come out with some drive, some enthusiasm, some commitment. Call it what you want. You can hang any name on it, Caroline. You know, but they've got to take energy and be consoled by what has happened to some of those clubs I've named earlier on. They've come back, and they've come back stronger, and that's what it's got to be.
It's not just Rushden and Diamonds, if we put them to one side for a moment, but this then has knock-on effects throughout the league. So we see Southport reprieved, seeing Bishop Stortford go across to the Conference North, and those effects keep on rippling all the way down. What about fans of those clubs or the chairman of Bishop Stortford? Have you had a chance to chat to them about how they're feeling?
Yeah, I had a personal chat to Luigi as soon as the meeting broke, because I did feel personally, this is my personal view, this is not the board, this is my personal view as a football fan, I thought that would probably cause greater waves. And I think that's turned out to be the case, because unfortunately the final decision to act was taken as late as 10:15 for an 11 o'clock start of the meeting of the AGM. That's how late it was. So any communication with Bishop Stortford was very, very difficult to convey. And I personally apologised to Luigi. I said, I feel very, very sorry for your club. And we have to look at, is there any other way we can help you? Now, we've discussed that, and I wouldn't want to discuss that on air because that's a private matter. Now, whether that finds favour with the other clubs. But this is one of the problems that has happened time and time again. Not so late in the day. You know, one of my own local clubs, Gloucester City, had this what they thought was a disadvantage, and actually they quite like now, having spent a couple of seasons in the north, they quite like it. So yes, of course, if you're a Bishop Stortford fan, you're going to say, you know, look at where we got to go to. But again, like I said earlier on about the Rushden fans looking to the future, you know, might that not be a good thing, that all of a sudden you start going to new clubs, you start making new friends, you know, you start stopping at different motorway stations, you know, and it creates a camaraderie. Now, I'm not trying to sound trying to think of the right word. I don't want to sound condescending to Bishop Stortford fans, and I wouldn't be condescending to any fans of any club who found themselves in that position. But I think it was expressed by several clubs in the Conference South when they had this sort of mini meeting. It was going to have to happen to somebody. So one of them, it was going to have to happen to. And the only way to do it, as was stated in our press release, was it had to be done in accordance with the current regulations, which all the clubs are fully aware of. And that was why Bishop Stortford were placed in. There's no agenda on Bishop Stortford. It just happened to be that they, believe it or not, and I was amazed, that they are the most northerly club of the clubs remaining in the south.